Hey, we're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. Moving on, it's 9:46 now, and joined here on Zoom with the president of the Armed Forces Community Fund here in Manhattan, and that would be retired Brigadier General Phil Maddox joining us today. Good morning, Phil.
And good morning, Brandon. Glad to be here.
Certainly a pleasure as we're looking ahead to Veterans Day, and there's a lot of stuff going on. Manhattan does it so well. Celebrating Veterans Day each year, and I know you're a big part of that this week.
We are. We have done this habitually now, and I say habitually because we've done it now the second year in a row as a part of the Greater Manhattan Community Fund. And because of all the veterans and our organizations, we have decided to do our Stand To Match Fund on Veterans Day. And we're looking forward to this year.
All right. So tell us a little bit more about what this raises money for.
This raises money, and again, it's a matching. We have $25,000 this year to match, available funds to match. It works much like Vern Hendricks does, a Greater Manhattan Community Fund with the Grow Green that he does in an earlier part of the year. But we have 16 different organizations that are involved. It's everything from the officers of the 1st Infantry Division to Operation Santa to the Society of the 1st Infantry Division. There are 16 total that are involved and can be donated to with the various different forms that we have online as far as the Armed Forces Community Fund.
All right. So where will you be set up there on Thursday?
We will be set up right at the City Hall. We'll be there with a tent from 8 to 1 on Veterans Day. And we'll be able to accept cash. We'll be able to accept monetary contributions to any of the 16 funds that people desire.
Okay, very good. Tell us why this is so near and dear to your heart.
Well, that one's really easy for me this morning, Brandon, because for me, I'm also heavily involved as executive director of Operation Santa Claus, which we kicked off last week. And this is one of the funds that is available of the 16 and is one of our primary fundraisers for the course of the year. So Operation Santa supports Sergeant E5 and below families. At Fort Riley. And again, we had our kickoff last week, very successful, and we're moving forward as far as this year is concerned.
Operation Santa is a neat program. Can you kind of explain to our listeners how that works?
Very simplistically, eligible Sergeant E5 and below service members at Fort Riley and their families, we have a North Pole set up at a motor pool in Camp Funston at Fort Riley. It's only available for Fort Riley soldiers and service members. And the families are able to get two gifts per family, one game and puzzle, and also they get a stocking. Stockings are very near and dear to my heart because we have 25 ladies who made the stockings this year, and we have over 600 of them available for families of the service members. So we had over 600 last year, kids. We hope to break that this year and be able to help these families at Christmas time.
All right, what a neat opportunity here for our local community. And you mentioned that people can give. There's a variety of ways you can give, and you mentioned there at the booth. I imagine online's really convenient for a lot of folks.
Without a doubt. Online is certainly the easiest, and 100% of the donor gifts will be added to the Armed Forces Community Fund, and the 50% match process-wise will be added to the fund. You can do a check. You can do it online. You can meet us there at the tent. We'd love to see you, and the maximum that any one fund or organization can receive will be about $3,000. The minimum is $25, and that match then will be 50 cents on the dollar, up to a max of $500 per charitable organization of the 16.
Yeah. Well, you go to check out the Stand to Match Day participants here, and I'm just looking through the list here. So many great organizations that are Stand to Match Day participants, and you mentioned Operation Santa Claus. There's the Kansas Honor Flight, Wamego High School. I know what great work they do here in our community. Obviously, the Veterans Coalition, and we've talked about them quite a bit here recently. But USO Kansas is on there. There's so many great opportunities to give.
Yeah, there really is. It's up to people. And we would love to have more organizations involved. It takes a $1,000 donation and a couple of forms to fill out that goes back to Greater Manhattan Community Fund and to Vern Hendricks. But, I mean, it really is an opportunity for many veterans organizations to participate.
Well, talk a little bit about the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation and how that's kind of helped springboard this whole operation with you guys.
Rather interestingly, Vern and I talked, and it kind of got going with a couple of the funds, just as a thought process, one of them being Operation Santa Claus. But we found that when we were talking about Greater Manhattan Community Fund, that there was a need on the Armed Forces side of the house. This is very unique. To our knowledge, this is the only, truly the only fund that supports various organizations like this with a match anywhere in the United States. So it's very unique. We're very proud of it, and was very successful last year, and we look forward again to this year.
Well, remind us where people need to go if they want to donate online, and where what that website is called.
Yep, we'll do. It's if they'll download the donation form, and then also the information will be there at www.standtomatchday.com. And if they'll complete the form, send in their check, fill it out online, or again, they can visit us on Veterans Day at the parade time from 8 to 1.
All right. Very good. Anything else I haven't touched on you want to make sure to get out there?
No, I just hope that everybody enjoys this Veterans Day and remembers all of our veterans as we celebrate not only the parade, but we got some great things going on in the city park. Y'all have talked about them this week, and I think it's just going to be a great celebration this particular Thursday.
Absolutely. I almost feel like it should be a week-long celebration here at Veterans Day, maybe like an all-veterans week or something, you know.
It's going to be a packed day, that's for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, it's certainly good to talk to you here, sir, and we'll look forward to people donating and remembering our veterans here this week.
Thank you very much, Brandon. We really appreciate the opportunity to talk about it this morning, and we look forward to seeing everybody on Thursday.
All right. Thanks so much. Again, that's retired Brigadier General Phil Maddox, president of the Armed Forces Community Foundation here in Manhattan. Wonderful organization helping out with some great causes here on Veterans Day. Their match day is happening. Or Stand to Match Day, I should call it. And thanks to Greg McKinley and John Martins, our guests here from Riley County earlier. We got a chance to learn a little bit more about John and learn about some other things happening in Riley County government. Kind of a strange month for Riley County commissioners. Again, they only have 1 week this month where they're meeting on Monday and Thursday. I thought that was kind of interesting because last week didn't happen. We had the canceled Thursday meeting. There was no meeting this Thursday, of course, because Veterans Day. Next week will be the only week where we have two county meetings, believe it or not, because the following week is Thanksgiving. So, what a weird deal that is, but a lot of good information here. If you missed any of it, we'll have it up on our website shortly at newsradiokman.com. Want to go ahead while I've got a few extra minutes here on the show, I'll kind of give a rundown of what's coming up the rest of this week on In Focus. Fort Riley Day is normally on Thursday. But with Veterans Day coming up, we've kind of shaken things up a little bit on our schedule. So tomorrow, we'll have the first half hour, Pottawatomie County Schools. We'll hear from Wamego and Rock Creek superintendents, Greg Mann and Kevin Logan. And then we're going to actually have our Fort Riley guests in tomorrow because Thursday is Veterans Day. So they'll be on the second half of the program. Now, Thursday, that show is going to be all pre-recorded interviews here that we've kind of been working on behind the scenes here. I know we're going to talk with Colonel Norman and Major Sharp from the 1st Infantry Division. They'll be on for a segment Thursday morning. We'll also hear from the Manhattan Housing Authority, Aaron Estabrook, and some others will be joining us on that program. We're also going to hear from Vicki James from the Raleigh County Food Council, talking about this sales tax on grocery initiative here that we heard yesterday from Governor Kelly, also Attorney General Jerrick Schmidt, proposing the end to the sales tax on groceries. So that's all going to be coming up Thursday. Friday, we are going to hear from Ascension Via Christi Hospital, Bob Koppel. And then we're also going to hear from some folks with Meals on Wheels, and they are in desperate need of some volunteer drivers right now. This is a busy time of year for them as well. So that's kind of what we've got on the docket here, at least for the next few days, Stephen Schaefer.
Well, so there's your In Focus schedule. Also wanted to remind everybody that coming up on Thursday, we will have the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition Ceremony of Honor, as well as the Veterans Day Parade. It'll be available on our Facebook page as well, live stream. So if you cannot make it out, say like you're stuck at home, either with COVID or just have problems with mobility, or you just don't have the time to leave your house, you can watch the whole thing on Facebook. It'll also be on local Cox cable channel 3 as well, and on our airwaves for at least the Ceremony of Honor on the air here and streamed online at 1350kman.com. So multiple ways to be able to watch that ceremony, listen to the ceremony on Thursday as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's a great opportunity that we have. We got all these different avenues that you can check things out. And that honor ceremony, I'm really glad they got a name attached with that now, the Celebration of Honor, or I think is what they call it. Wonderful opportunity to hear from some students. And you know, I love those speeches. We were talking about that yesterday on In Focus. Those speeches are tear jerkers a number of times.
Oh, yeah.
And so what a wonderful opportunity to tune in for that. So our schedule will be a little bit shaken up on Thursday because of that. So, but it's a wonderful opportunity. We love bringing that to you every year.
It's definitely a lot of fun to work on behind the scenes, too. I've already been to a couple of technical meetings for it, and it's a lot of fun to put on because there's so much that goes on to just make that whole thing work. It's just a blast to do every year.
And you know, we have our news team, we have about four or five of us included in the news team, and just about everybody's doing something on Thursday. We got people driving in the parade, covering the different events, and
it's all related to that too.
Yeah, so that's what we're doing on Thursday, and looking forward to it.
Definitely.